All right, folks, welcome to another edition of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B., and this is CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver. All right, look at this. It's shindig time, folks. So, by the way, I will tell you what we listen to and what the show's all about, but I just I was enraptured by this poster. Actually, it's a very nice poster here. For our annual band battle of the bands, which is hosted in the past, I don't know, I want to say like 6, 8, 10 years by Ben Lai. Good old Ben Lai. He has his own show here at CITR. I think it's every Thursday night. I should know. Anyways, so go down to the railway. It is every Tuesday night. It should be every Tuesday night. Let me just double check in my head. Yeah, it's every Tuesday night. Yes. So I can't tell you who's playing this Tuesday, but go downtown to the railway on Dunsmuir. I think it's on Dunsmuir. And check it out. You will have three bands who battle each other. And they're usually always really good bands. So it is sure not to disappoint. All right. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's Canadian music. It's Canadian music. And that's what goes on here. And we heard Sloan. So we started this whole set off with some Sloan. And we heard the song I Am the Cancer from their 1994 massive hit that made a name for themselves, Twice Removed. Yes. Now, on that note, this is of interest, I think. Sloan are on tour right now. And they are playing this album in its entirety on this tour. So they're out right now. And I want to say, I just looked up some dates. They're going to be like in Cleveland, all over. So they're all over North America, it looks like. And so if you're in Cleveland, go check them out. Now, I think they just played here. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I think if my Swiss cheese brain can remember this. And I'm starting to lose memory, by the way, so I don't know. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they just played recently. Like, I want to say, like, I don't know, last week here in Vancouver. So, and it's sad that I heard about it, like, the day they played. I was kind of like, oh, man, like, I would have gone. I really would have gone. Because this album shaped who I am today. Twice Removed. Did I say Twice Removed? No, wait a second. Yes, Twice Removed. But I didn't play something from Twice Removed. I played something from Smear. So I take that back. I'm actually filling in the wrong album name under this album. We heard something from Smeared, which was not 1994. This is their very first album from what, like 1992, I think. Yes, it is. This was their first major label release put out by DGC. That would be the David Geffen Company. So rewind, delete, and let's realize that this is actually Smeared. All right, I Am the Cancer. All right, then let's move forward to Mystery Machines. Let's move forward from 1992, 3 years down the line, to the album 10 Speed, released by Mystery Machine. These are, like, four or five guys from Chilliwack, basically, who released their pretty big album on Network Records. And I always found it interesting that this album, 10 Speed, was released on Network, because it didn't really fit the Network bill, you know, like the whole Sarah McLachlan, that sort of almost, I don't want to say new agey, but some of the bands were bordering on that kind of like swirly dream poppy kind of sound. But Mystery Machine were never that, like that. but like them, and apparently they are working on a new album and or it's going to be released soon, like. And it's supposed to be released on Sonic Onion, so that should be interesting. So, yeah, look out for that, folks. And I'm suffering from, excuse me, I think it's allergies. I think it's the end. I had a cold, pretty nasty cold there. And I can't really shake it. And it's, I just have this kind of like residual phlegm. I know that sounds gross, but so it's kind of just annoying. It's kind of like messing the sound of my voice up a bit. So anyways, all right. But let's move on and let's talk about recently we had the Polaris Prize. Now, the Polaris Prize is the Polaris Music Prize is a Canadian sort of, I don't want to say contest, it's a competition, if you will. And the winner, I think this has been running since, I want to say the year 2006, something like that. So it's not really that old. And the winner gets $30,000. And so basically, you have all these people nominated, and then they kind of break it down as time goes on. Then they have this, like, I don't know, maybe something like 30 people nominated or 20. And then they break it down to what they call the shortlist, which is the finalists. And in the final finalists, you have 10. I think it's 10. So I'm looking at it right here. We had Cadence Weapon, who I like, actually. Very hip-hop guy from Edmonton. Cadence Weapon, we had Cold Specs, Drake. Ugh. Kathleen Edwards. I'll tell you a little bit about Drake in a minute. Kathleen Edwards Feist. We had the band Fucked Up. And that's of interest because, if I'm not mistaken, they, I want to say, won the first or the second year of the Players Prize. We had Grimes, Handsome Furs, Japan Droids, and Yamantaka / Sonic Titan. So let's rewind and look at Drake. Now, this show that they had a show where they present the winners, right? It's kind of like the Emmys, sort of, but it's less cheesy. And this was the 7th annual one, and it was at the Masonic Temple in Toronto. And long story short is they were up to the day of the show. Like, I was listening to CBC about the upcoming show, and Drake would not confirm his attendance at the show because he was nominated. And all day he vacillated, apparently. And then he did not even show, which really is just way too diva-esque, just way too nasty and obnoxious. And it was probably a good thing because, I mean, honestly, I'm not that familiar with his music. So to be fair, I don't know. He just doesn't seem to fit into the whole, how shall we put it? The whole sort of melee of artists that would be the typical nominees, if you will. But anyways, let's talk about my favorite band on the list. Actually, I have two favorite bands on that list. The Japan Droids and the Handsome Furs. And by the way, Feist won. So good for her. She won and she walked away with a check for $30,000. Is she my favorite artist on the list? No, not really. But she's been playing music forever. She's out of Calgary. And I remember years and years ago, the bands she used to play with, oh God, I'm trying to think. She was in a band that had the same name as another band that was from, like, I want to say England. And then she was in another band as a guitar player. And she's been in Broken Social Scene. And anyways, so she won. But I was rooting for the Handsome Furs. The Handsome Furs are a duo, husband-wife team, who have broken up in the sense of the band connection. So the band, the Handsome Furs, is no longer. As far as, are they a couple? A lot of people don't know. I've been trying to dig into this myself. I cannot find out if they themselves are a couple still. Local band, the Japan Droids, also a couple, but not married. Two guys. All right, anyways, without me talking any further, let's just listen to some Handsome Furs. This is from their album Sound Capital, and that's capital with a K. We are going to hear the song. Whoa, geez Louise, what's wrong with me here? Well, what was that? I don't know what that is. Okay, let me make sure I don't. Let me close all my windows here and figure out why I have music playing through that thing. Maybe I have some open windows that I don't see. Oh, good Lord. This is what happens with technology. Okay. Ooh, what's that there? Okay, let me just click on that, folks. And, oh, there we go. I see something open. Okay, let me see if I can play us some Handsome Furs. Let's try this again. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well, that's my intent. That's what I want to do. And Burley. Let's see if that's stuff. Okay. Nope. All right, guys. It looks like I'm not going to play that for now. How about I don't? And then I'll come back with it. How does that sound? Okay, so I'll play some Handsome Furs in a bit. But in the meantime, let me find something for us to listen to.
I can do that. I am a person
who is constantly on my toes. So I can, no big deal.
All right, how about... Okay, I got it.
Let's listen to something from a good old standby, which is a Mint Records compilation. It's called We. It's a Team Mint sampler. And I'm going to try to play us something that we don't listen to very often. So how about we hear something from... Oh, good Lord. We don't listen to Carolyn Mark that often. Let's hear her song from this compilation. It's called The One That Got Away With It. The One That Got Away With It. And Carolyn Mark, she is a Victoria resident. I think she's originally from Alberta. I know her personally. She's a sweetheart. I've stayed at her house, as have many bands, etc. And always a fun little party scene when you're with Carolyn. So this is The One That Got Away With It, and then I'm hoping to come back with some handsome furs once I figure out what is going wrong. Now, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is the Canadian music show here at CITR. Carolyn Mark.
Exciting new mistress and boring old wife. There's the one that got away and the one that's in the way. I just wanna be the one that got away with it. Too blind. Could be hurt. You can't feel the warmth of my love for fear of being burned. All the future we could have, were it not tainted by the past, where you'd let me be the one. Dark, at wings distance from my heart, and I get to be the one that got away with you. I can be distant without even going away. Then you could miss me and not have to notice I stay. If I keep you in the dark, where you'll always have to guess if I'm giving you my heart or just taking off my. Get away with it. There's two kinds of women you let in your life. Exciting new mistress and boring.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
Alright, folks, that right there was Metric, of course. That would be featuring the lead singer, Emily Haynes. And Metric are out of Toronto. They have spent some time, though, in New York City, I believe Brooklyn. And the song we heard is from their new album, Synthetica. And we heard Youth Without Youth. Then before that, we heard the band Handsome Furs, which are a husband-wife duo. And the song we heard was What About Us? And if you want to get turned on in an erotic sense, then go to, go look up that video. It's pretty hot. There's some naked bodies. There's some, sexual happenings going on. And let's see, the producer of that video, if I'm not mistaken, what did he do? He was an actor in some movies that I recall from like the late 80s. And it was filmed in Portland. What else can I tell you about it? Yes, anyways. And I think it might feature the same girl who was on the cover of that album, Sound Capital, the naked girl. Oh, all right. Handsome Furs, there you go. Now, before that, we heard some Carolyn Mark out of Victoria with the song, The One That Got Away With It. And you can find that on her album, which I forget the name of, but you can also find it on a compilation put out by Mint Records called It's a Team Mint Sampler. Whatever. Okay, my voice is, it sounds like it's dropped a whole octave. It's very bizarre. So, my name is Anita B. The show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is what we do. Yeah, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday. And I'm only here. Did I say every Wednesday? I meant to say every alternating Wednesday. That's right, alternating. And yes, there you go. All right, so let's listen to some more music. I go in and out of loving Lady Hawk. I mean, I love them. But I recently have switched all the songs on my MP3 player. So when I go jogging, I was listening to the same stuff constantly, which is great. But after a while, the same albums over and over and over and over again, pounding every single day, gets to be a little bit much. So we're taking out a good old Modest Mouse, who I love, but the whole, the album with the sinking ship, which is so good. But I don't want to be overly exposed to them and not like the songs, is what I'm trying to say. I don't want to get sick of them, even though bands like Modest Mouse and the Pixies, which are perennial favorites on my MP3 player, you kind of can't. I think it's okay. Yes. So Lady Hawk. So I've recently put Lady Hawk on and some other wacky things. And so here we go. Let's listen to the song. One of the songs I have on my MP3 player. It's from the 2008 album Shots, which was released by Jag Jaguar, if I'm not mistaken, a label out of Indiana. And I love the song. It's called I Don't Know. Hold on. I don't always know what you're saying. I don't always know what you're saying. Yes, I was correct. So I guess I was knowing what I was saying with that one. All right. So much lately, though, let me tell you, not so much. I'm a teacher, and I'll be saying things, la, 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 la. And this is why I think I'm slowly, I referenced my sort of a Swiss cheese brain lately. I say things that come out of my mouth, and in my head, I know what I'm saying. I know this sounds stupid, but it sounds really stupid. But in my head, it's all good in my head. The party in my head is rocking and it's all under control. But then the kids look at me and they're like, Ms. Binder, really? That's not right. No. And I'm like, what do you mean? I just said that. And they're like, no, you didn't say that. You said longitude. I was like, did I really? I said longitude? Well, I meant to say latitude. So anyways, you can tell we're finishing up a unit on geography. All right. So anyways, back to Lady Hawk. You don't care about geography, do you? These guys, speaking of geography, you do. Because geography is everywhere, folks. It is our lives. And let's talk about the geography. Because my show is Canadian music, so it's Canadian geography. Lady Hawk are a band who sort of had their... I want to say they knew each other from, if I'm not mistaken, Kelowna. And the band, however, was formed, I think, in Vancouver. They're Kelowna guys, though. And they recently played a big show. So they're still around. And this album is called Shots. And here we go. Lady Hawk, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh,
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women. 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. Only question now is what will you do?" Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Softly, don't say softly.
Alrighty, folks, she is not unfaithful, but she might stray. So that right there was Tegan and Sarah. Now, the name Tegan, I find an interesting name because, as I mentioned before, I am a high school teacher. I'm not a high school student. I was one. And I have a student in my grade 12 class. Her name is Tegan, and she's a very, very nice girl. Like her very much. And I said to her, I was like, oh, is it? Because it's spelled T-E-G-A-N. So I always want to say that name, even when I, like, Tegan and Sarah, I want to say Tegan, like the name Megan, like Megan. You don't often say Megan, you say Megan. And so for a long time, I used to call Tegan and Sarah Tegan and Sarah. And so this girl, I was like, oh, is it Tegan? Like, as in Tegan and Sarah. And she was like, yes, it is, actually. And I'm like, oh, you're kind of a cool chick, aren't you? So that's good. So. Anyways, that was Tegan and Sarah with the song Back in Your Head from their album released back in 07 called The Con. Now, Tegan and Sarah, they are identical twins who are from Calgary but have been living in Vancouver now for a while. So that's their story. Cinderpop. Now, Cinderpop, this is a band that goes way back. Back when I was in a band, back in the Stone Ages of the late 90s, I was in a band locally, and I want to say we might have played with Cinderpop, but they were around way before my band. So these guys go back to, like, I want to say, like, the mid-90s. Yeah. And I guess they're still around. Here they are. They have a new album out. It's called Manic Sparkles. And we heard the song Alice in Awake. All right. And then Lady Hawk was in there before that. They are a local band, Four Guys, and the name of their 2008 album is Shots. And we heard I Don't Always Know What You're Talking About. All right. It is 7:26. Ooh, why don't I give us some weather? And let's find out what's going on. Now, the weather lately seems to be very stable and, well, not changing, right? So let's see what we have for weather for Vancouver. Hold on a second. Here we go. Vancouver. Now, today is sadly, guys, only what, Wednesday? That's it. It's only Wednesday. It's been a really long week for me. It really has. I don't know about you guys, but oh, come on, weekend. Come on. All right. Oh, this weekend, by the way, I might as well pump it because it's my hood. So I live in an area in East Van called Renfrew Heights. You might be familiar with it. It's kind of situated right around this really cool ravine. It's like Vancouver's, I think, only urban ravine. And so it's a wooded area. It's really pleasant. And you have a lot of like dead ending streets there on either side of this ravine. And it's kind of like a little surprise. Like the first time I discovered this in East Van, I was like, wow, this is like really nice. Like you're in the city, yet you feel like you are out. So you have all the comforts of the city and you're all cool. Like I live in Vancouver. Yet you just, it just really has a cool vibe to it. And there's some nature. There's rabbits, a lot of little bunny rabbits hopping around my neighborhood. And long story short is there is the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, and that's this Saturday, folks. And hey, even if you're out in Langley, for some reason you can hear my show, or hey, even if you're way on the west side, which is where UBC is, or hey, if you're in Tawasin or West Van or wherever you are, it's worth it to come to East Van. And this Saturday, starting at 4, I believe it is, they have the Harvest Festival. So that's in Slocan Park. And from my recollections, they have like, I think, vegetable judging competitions. It's really cool. People bring like their gourds and pumpkins and all that. And then they have dances put on by like, you know, the old lady Chinese dancing groups and stuff. And it's really cool. It's like tons of fun. Lots of stuff for kids. But if you're a hipster adult without kids, it's just as much fun. So it's fun for everyone, as I like to say. And then I think at around 7, no, it's a little later, when it starts to get dark, actually, so look on the website. From Slocan Park, there is a procession of lanterns. It's so much fun. So you can actually possibly make lanterns, if I'm not mistaken, at the festival. And I bought mine years ago, back like in 05 or something. I bought this lantern made by some kids at Windermere Secondary, and it's beautiful, and it's lasted forever. And anyways, people light their lanterns. It's kind of like a luminaire, I guess, at Trout Lake. And this is not very far from Trout Lake either. So, and then all the kids and everybody, like all the adults, everybody, tons of people march in this like little procession through basically the ravine, along the edge of the ravine, through the woods. And it's definitely got this hippie kind of like earth loving sort of vibe. But I can deal with it. A little bit of patchouli, a little bit of those kind of people. But it's, people love their community and they're just so proud to live where they do and to be a part of this crazy, cool, artistic event. Like there's stilt walkers, there's like bands. Like, and it's like the high school bands. You've got people like, in the past, they've actually opened up the backs of their garages that back onto the ravine. And you'll sometimes see like a string quartet playing while you walk by at the twilight with your lit lantern. And it's really magical. And then it gets better. Then you end up at the Renfrew Park Community Center. And this is where the Still Creek runs. So you're going along, excuse me, like this little river. And you get there and it's like magical, crazy, bizarro land of beauty. Because you have all along the river dotted, you have lit lanterns. It's such a spectacle. It's beautiful. And then hanging from the trees and in the woods, you've got tons and tons of these gorgeous lanterns and lights and hippies dancing and whatever. And people like having like feasts at long tables in the woods. And then you have like people praying for rain. And it's like you can say a prayer for something and put it on a raindrop. And it's like so bizarre and so much fun and so awesome. And then you think that's not enough? Well, hey, or you think that is enough, I meant to say. Then you continue. And then where the wading pool is behind the community center there is it's usually filled with water, and then there's like dancers in it and on it and around it, and or lily pads with like lights on it, and then fireworks. If not, in addition, you have like bands playing, and it's like mooncakes, of course. Like you cannot forget that this is really a celebration of the Chinese tradition of the harvest, which falls on the like full moon around the equinox. And in the past, they were giving out mooncakes for free with tea, so Chinese mooncakes. But they, I think they've been charging lately. But it's really a spectacle, and it's really worth coming to. So there you go. So this Saturday, folks, make your way down to the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. There you go. And you'll see me there someplace walking through with my kids, my 7-year-old girl and my 4.5-year-old boy. Good times. All right. There you go. Whew. What are we going to do now? Oh, we're going to listen to some more music, I think. Oh, no. Weather. I got on a tangent there. Okay. It is currently 16 degrees out here in Vancouver, and the overnight low is 10. And do you know when the overnight low usually occurs? Around 6 a.m. A little bit of trivia for you. Thursday is tomorrow. The high, oh, look at that. High at 20 and sunny. Our summer is just not ending. Yay. So that's not bad. So tomorrow is forecasted to be sunny and a high of 20. And then we hit Friday. Okay, 19 degrees with partly cloudy, partly sunny conditions. Then you hit Saturday. Oh, not bad, not bad. So good thing it looks like it's not going to rain with a high of 17. And then Sunday, sunny with 17. So it looks like our good weather will continue. Alrighty, folks, let's continue with our Canadian music journey. And what do we have right here? Oh, Wintersleep. All right, this is a band out of Halifax, four of them. And they're really good. That's what I can tell you. There's four, maybe five of them. I lied. Five? Whatever. Let me take a look here. What does it say? Does it tell you? Now, this is the problem. I had to look them up last time. Because I love it when CDs tell me more information than this one tells you. Usually they have the listing of the members' names, etc., and what they play, but this one doesn't. Oh, well. That's okay. Their new album out is called Hello Hum, and we're going to hear the song. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear the song, let's see, Permanent Sigh. That's what we're going to hear. And the station this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm likely dead. Congrats, congrats. Words through my paper head. I'll get your back. Blood on the kitchen floor. Matter of fact, white knuckles on my door. The thunder and lightning. On the bright side, you did your best. The story of your life will be your death. I'm on the outside, just looking in. What does it look like? Start it again. All jokes aside, I'll start over again. With the meaning of life, what convenience, the relevance of the all jokes aside, you can have your command. Everything that you read, the skull is cracked, blood on the kitchen floor. Matter of fact, white knuckles on my door. I'm on the outside, just looking in. What does it look like? Start it again. Pick up the glistening, the telephone. Nobody listening, nobody home. The permanent sigh, your bitter skin. And I'm on your side, I've always been. Just on the just on the outside, just looking in.
ends and permanent. All jokes aside, you can have your coming with a permanent sigh till the sighs are irrelevant.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Sparkmaker, along with Carpenter and Narrows, on September 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. After over 15 years, this much acclaimed and highly influential Vancouver post-hardcore band is reuniting for one night of select songs from two of their most well-regarded albums, Products and Accessories and 500 Watt Burner at 7. Tickets are available at Zulu and Red Cat Records and online at livenation.com.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that has been another episode of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Saying rock on, you Canucks, you crazy hosers. And I will be back in 2 weeks, Wednesday. So not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, from 6:30 until 8. And you can always listen to our shows, our CITR shows, if you simply go to CITR.ca, because they are podcast. So find the correct link and you'll get to any show you want, and you can just like download it, which is pretty awesome, isn't it? So there you go. That was Duotang. That was Duotang, the band out of Winnipeg. Duo. So there's two of them. Took me actually a while to figure out why they call themselves that. I can sometimes be a little slow on the draw. So one day I was like, oh, Duotang, I get it. So drum and bass, two guys who are no longer a band. And that was the title track from the album, Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. All right. Then before that, we heard two songs from the now defunct Vancouver band Station A, from their album The Wasp Factory, which was released about 10-ish, 11 years ago, something like that. We heard Sacrifice Poles and Call It Progress. And I am out of here. So I will see you all in a couple of weeks, or I guess I will. I won't see you. You will hear me. Let's put it that way. And let's listen to something on my way out. Val, of course, is here. We have Val Cormier with her show, The Lovely Val. Folk Oasis from 8 until 10. I love Val. She's like so awesome. We discovered we were talking about Krispy Kreme donuts. There's only one location in the lower mainland, by the way, and it's in Delta. So that was our little question to ourselves. Chat amongst yourselves. And then from 10 until 11, we have Caroline M. with her show, which is Sexy in Van City. So I don't think I'll play us any songs. I'll just leave us with our required, station listenings. And until then, keep up the rock. And here you go. Let's hear something about Overeaters Anonymous. This is something that is close to my heart, because I have had issues with overeating. Don't laugh. It's real. That's right, folks.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories. I took pills.
Eating and eating and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.